"Hello, you, sir," cried the captain, a gaunt rib of the sea, stalking up to Queequeg. "What in thunder do you mean by that? Don't you know you might have killed that chap?" "What him say?" said Queequeg, as he mildly turned to me.
"He say," said I, "that you came near killy that man there," pointing to the still shivering greenhorn.
"Killy!" cried Queequeg, twisting his tattooed face into an unearthly expression of disdain. "Ah! Him bevy small fishy. Queequeg no killy so smally fishy. Queequeg killy big whale."
"Look you," roared the captain, "I'll killy you, you cannibal, if you try any more of your tricks aboard here, so mind your eye." But it so happened just then that it was high time for the captain to mind his own eye. The prodigious strain upon the mainsail had parted the weather-sheet, and the tremendous boom was now flying from side to side, completely sweeping the entire after part of the deck. The poor fellow whom Queequeg had handled so roughly was swept overboard. All hands were in a panic, and to attempt snatching at the boom to stay it seemed madness. It flew from right to left and back again, almost in one ticking of a watch, and every instant seemed on the point of snapping into splinters. Nothing was done, and nothing seemed capable of being done. Those on deck rushed toward the bows and stood eyeing the boom as if it were the lower jaw of an exasperated whale.